Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to be in your pulpit again tonight. Father, let me die and you arise, and let the words that come out of my mouth be ever-pleasing to you and be the message that you would have your people to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I get started, I wanted to give a little bit of a testimony. God has really been doing some different things in my life here lately. And one of the things that he had been doing, it was like when I got into prayer and everything, all I could do was repent because I felt like I wasn't saved. And it was like I couldn't get saved. And it was like no matter what I did or you know, gave up or how many times I prayed, how many times I went to God and everything, it was like there was just this emptiness in my heart. And everybody here has a testimony. And your testimony can lead someone to God. And so I was watching Sid Roth one day, and this woman was on there, and she was giving her testimony on how she got, you know, with God and everything, right? And it was like there was a mirror right in front of my face. While she was talking to me. So then she got to the point to where she said that she just didn't feel God. She didn't feel like she was saved. So she was saying that how there was parts, you know how when you get hurt and you have trauma and all that stuff that the devil throws your way and everything, you push it down in your heart and you forget about it, right? And that part of your heart dies. So she was saying to how God resuscitated her heart and took out the dead parts of her heart. Then she came alive and, you know, God really started using her. So, and it was like all of a sudden the Lord just come all over me and I just cried and cried and cried and cried. And when I got done, man, it was like I reached heaven. You know, it was like I finally felt that I had gotten saved. And it's a terrible feeling to, you know, you come to church every service, you know, you praise God, you pray, you know, get into word and everything, but there's still that missing part. So, but I thank God tonight because she wasn't ashamed to give her testimony. And that's what a lot of people, they're ashamed to give their testimony because they're embarrassed of what they've done or what they've been through or whatever. But I thank God tonight that he took and he resuscitated my heart. And he massaged my heart and brought my heart back to life. And ever since then, man, there's a difference in me. I can feel God now. I mean, it's like I don't have a problem praying. I don't have a problem getting in the word. And it was like before, it was a challenge. I couldn't do it. So I praise God tonight. And I just wanted to encourage everybody to keep giving your testimony. Because it's going to help somebody. And it's going to bring somebody to God. So, and even the people at work noticed the difference in me. But I thank God. Because if it wasn't for God, none of us would be here. None of us would have a testimony. But I thank God because he wants us to lead people to him. And just help the people that's out there. And I heard that in California, they're taking the homeless people and giving them a one-way ticket to Hawaii. And they're not letting them come back into the United States. So Hawaii's run over with homeless people. And that when I heard that, it shocked me because it was like we're giving up our responsibility, you know, to these homeless people. even though we have them all around here. They're everywhere. But it's like it's our responsibility to take care of them and do what God has called us to do. So tonight I'm going to be talking about praise. And we're going to start off with Psalms 150, the first three verses. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him. Go back down to three. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God wants us to use everything that He has given us. He loves music. And if you think you're going to die and go to heaven and it's going to be all quiet and you can sit on your front porch and rock in your rocking chair and everything, you've got the wrong vision of heaven. Because God loves music. God loves to hear us praise Him, especially with the music as loud as we can get it. And it's like, you know, the angels, they're walking around with horns all the time, blowing the horns and the shofars and all that kind of stuff. And it's like God gives us a song in our heart. And we can just go around all day long praising God with that song in our heart and in our minds. And even some of us have songs wake us up in the middle of the night. Like Pastor Barbara says she does. It wakes you up. And you'll be singing that song. And the next thing you know, you'll be singing it all day long. And it gives you strength. And it gives you hope. And it gives you vitality. And everybody looking at you like you're crazy, but you're happy and you're singing and you're having a good time in God, no matter where you're at. So God was talking to me about this, and a lot of you probably already know about praise and how to get into the presence of God and everything, but I'm going to give you a fresher course. So it says the Psalms tells us how to usher in the presence of God with the music, with the timbrels. I love a saxophone. I wish I had learned how to play it, but I love a saxophone. When I watch Jensen Franklin, he'll get on there and he'll get his saxophone out and he'll play. Oh God, it just melts my heart. And different instruments. You know, I like the drum. I like all of it. But saxophone's my favorite. But I can see, you know, how God, when the angels and when all of us down here, we get in one mind and one accord, and we just start praising God and just letting God come in and let His presence fill the place. Man, it's like I can just see His heart just blow up, you know? And music. It not only takes you into the presence of God, but it calms you. It gives you a calmness. If you're going through a trial, if you know, somebody comes up against you like they did me all day today, and it's like, you know, God, give me some music. Give me something. You know what I'm saying? Because people can really pluck your nerves, especially when you're not expecting it. So it's like, you know, the people on your jobs, whew, praise God anyhow. But music puts you in a calmness, in a calm mood. And it just carries you away, you know. But it's like, you know, music creates an atmosphere of praise and worship. Music puts a dance in your feet. I'll be walking in that pharmacy and I'll be a skipping and a jumping. And they're all looking at me like, I said, just don't worry about it. Go on about your business. Leave me alone. I like dancing, you know? And I like praising God, because if I don't have a praise on my lips and a song in my heart, my day don't go right. And the devil can take you over real quick. And that's why God created praise, not only to praise him and to lift him up, but to do us good too, you know, because you could be down in the dumps. You could be on your lowest point and you get a praise, and man, it just lifts you up. It's like you're in heaven. And it says, David danced in the streets in 2 Samuel 6:14. Paul and Silas praised in prison. And we know what happened to them, how God sent angels to deliver them. Praise ushers in God's miracles and deliverances, because it puts you in with God. God shows up real quick. God loves music. He has orchestras in heaven. And angels have horns blowing horns, and their shofars and saxophones I like, and the stringed instruments. I can see God, he's probably got orchestras all over the place, and they can get loud. And it's like, you know, with the singing and the praising and the musical instruments and stuff like that in heaven, it ain't quiet. And I thank God for that, because for one thing, you ain't got to worry about anything else but the praises of God. Because when he comes in, when you praise him, it's like it just mellows you right out. And I thank God, because a lot of times when we get into battles, that song that we played tonight, I think it's the next to the last one, I will praise you, you know, that's a beautiful song, because it speaks your heart. And that's where the praises and stuff comes from, is your heart. And when God can captivate your heart, then man, he got you. And the devil's going to try to get you back or get you away from God. He don't worry about your circumstances. He don't care if you ain't got no money. He don't care if you're sick. He wants God out of you. That's what he's fighting you for. He wants God out of you. He don't worry about nothing else. So worship and praise are powerful weapons in spiritual warfare. And God said, we're getting ready to go into some deep spiritual warfare. And it was brought up last night in prayer meeting about the ballistic spirit. It's sometime this month. I think Nancy said the 20th of this month. So we're going to have to be praising and warring against the ballistic spirit. You know, the devil has tactics all the time. You ain't going to get away from warfare. From the day to the day you die, it's always going to be warfare. Because for one thing, you're fighting the enemy, because you're not going to let him take God out of you. You're not going to let him have the Holy Ghost. So, you know, he's already defeated. So then it goes to with praise, then it goes to worship. And praise ushers in the glory. And God loves loud sounds, like I've said before. Said the sound comes first, then the manifestation. Like if you had a tornado, you'd have the sound first, and then the tornado hits. So whenever, you know, you're praising God and everything, the sound comes first, and then his presence comes down as a manifestation. So whatever the sound that we have, it brings in God. So it's like, you know, when I first realized that, it was like, yeah, that's true. And it's like, even with a waterfall, you have the sound first. And it's like, I never thought of anything like that before. No matter what you do, you have sound first, and then the manifestation of God. The music comes, then the praising, then the presence of God. And that's the steps that it takes, that it gets in. Praise brings breakthroughs and deliverances. I'm a witness to that. And we say we bounce everything back on the enemy, but how do we do that? It's by praising. It's because God inhabits the praises of his people. And when we get into an atmosphere of praise and an atmosphere of worship, you wonder why God ever told you when you're in the worst battle of your life, he tells you, just be still, praise me, and leave the situation alone. And you're sitting there thinking, really, God? What I'm going through, you expect me just to praise you in the middle of it? He tells you that because when you get into praise, a deep praise and deep worship, he sends an ambush of angels to fight the battles for you. So while we're praising God, he's sending angels to defeat the devil and get him off of our backs. I didn't realize that. But it was like, that encouraged me just to know that God loves me enough to where he's sending ambush of angels. I don't know how many's in an ambush, but bring them on, Lord. Because I'm telling you, send two or three ambushes. You know what I mean? Because some of these battles can get really bad. They can get really hard. And when I found out that I understood it better when God said, be still. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay. And you know you ain't going to do it. And it's like, you know, but now you can understand that with God, it's all about your victory. It's all about getting closer to him. And it's like, it's all about just being in his presence. And the enemy, he's trying his best to get God out of us, just like he did Jesus. And how many times have we been on the mountain when the devil's, like he did with Jesus, he took him on the mountain three different times. How many times have he taken us on the mountain three different times? And we didn't think we was going to make it. And if it hadn't been for God sending that ambush, we wouldn't have made it. So God has everything. He says all you need to do is to praise him and watch him work everything out. Every circumstance comes, but Satan don't care about the circumstances. I said that. So in Psalms 144 is a psalm, a song to the Lord who perseveres and prospers his people. Psalms 145 is a song of God's majesty and love. The Psalms is a book of praise. You ever need to praise God, just get into the book of Psalms. And you can just find the Psalms for everything that you need to go through. Psalms 146 is the happiness of those who help is the Lord. Psalms 147, praise to God for his word and providence. 148 is praise the Lord from creation. Psalms 149 is praise to God for his salvation and judgments. Psalms 150 is that let all things praise the Lord. And even Stephen Curtis Chapman, he tells us that the devil trembles when we get on our knees. So the devil tries to keep us from our knees and from even trying to get into the presence of God and even trying to even think about God. So many things goes on in praise and worship. And there's a lot of times, I'm talking about me, I don't understand the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm. Like, I didn't know that God sent an ambush when you praise God. I didn't know that. So that helps me, that when I get into another battle, that I can take and praise God knowing that He's sending an ambush from heaven to fight my battles for me. And the devil ain't got a chance. So we see many times and many things that the enemy tries to do to us, but now we know with assurance that God is on our side. And I mean, he opens up a lot of things to us if we just ask Him. And I mean, it's like so many times when the enemy has come in and beat us down. How many times if we had known that there was an ambush on the way, we could have just rose up and praised God and let the ambush, the angels, do the work for us. And I mean, it's hard to go into a battle blinded. And sometimes it's like you feel like the enemy just sneaks up on you, you know? And when he does that, you don't have a chance. Your mind can't think fast enough. Mine can anyway. But I mean, it's like God is so good in his wisdom and in His knowledge, that just praising Him can give us victory. Just praising Him can heal our bodies. Just praising Him can bring deliverance. Just praising Him. And you think something so simple that sometimes we think is so hard, because you're going through so hard and so intense that your mind's not thinking about praising. But we have to get to the point, especially now, because God said we're really getting ready to be into some tense battles. Because the enemy ain't playing. He's ready to take us out. Especially this church. He don't like none of us at all. Because He knows. And when He sees us, like Pastor Barbara says, just getting up in the morning, He starts to tremble. Because He knows He's already defeated for that day. So the praises that we give God is when God just gets filled with joy and happiness, because we're leaning and we're dependent on Him. We're putting everything we got into the praise and to the worship. And when we get in one mind and one accord, like the day on Pentecost, it's going to be, God going to come through here like a storm. And He's going to bust forth in here, and that's when His glory going to drop. But I tell you one thing tonight, saints, we got to get this praise thing down right. Because the battles that we're getting ready to go through are no joke. And I mean, the enemy is all hard barred. He going to hit us hard. And we got to get this praise right. We got to praise not only in here how we scream and holler and clap our hands and dance. We got to do that in our homes. I'm not saying do it on your jobs, because they probably call the white coats on you. But you could take and you could do it in your heart, you know, because God inhabits the praises of His people. And when we get in here and we praise God the way that God wants to be praised, His presence is so strong that, you know, I'm glad He dwells here, because we ain't got to, like we would have to pump God up to bring Him down, you know, convince Him, hey, God, I'm really praising You. Come on down here. No, God knows our hearts. He knows everything, how we feel. He knows when we want to be here, and He knows when we don't want to be here. He knows when you want to praise Him and when you don't want to praise Him. So it's like, you know, when He knows that we want to praise Him, that's when the manifestations come even harder. His glory is here. And sometimes when you first walk through the door, you don't know if you're going to get through the door or lay on the floor. Because the anointing is so strong. And I can't see going no other place. Because there ain't no other church but this one. Because God has taught us how to praise. He taught us that we need to praise Him. And every song that we've been praying is about praising Him. Every message that's coming across here is about praising Him. Because we've got to get it down in our hearts that we've got to praise Him. There's a lot of times when we go through a battle and stuff that we forget. The last thing on our mind is praising God. Because our heads are hanging too low. But the praises will lift them up. And tonight, I wanted to go through that that hallelujah song that we sing. And the song was first wrote when that man was, they found out that boy wasn't going to live. And God put this song on that man's heart. But have you really listened to the words to that song? To how they have how God had gave him the words and the meaning of the words? Because it says, you raise a hallelujah in the presence of your enemies. We raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. Because the unbelief can talk loud. So when we talk louder than the unbelief, we have to practically scream hallelujah. And then it says that my weapon is a melody. So that goes to show you right there, singing is going to defeat the enemy. It says, I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. That's when we sing hallelujah, the ambushes come. It says, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. So it's hard sometimes to sing in the middle of the storm, but we make it through. And we sing louder and louder. He's going to hear our praises roar. Sometimes we have to roar to reach heaven with the things that we go through. It says, up from the ashes, we can be assured that hope's going to rise. Because when you get into praise and hallelujah, your hope comes alive. Your faith comes alive. And then it says, death is defeated. The king is alive. All of these things in here is encouragement. It tells us what we can do for God to work things out for our good and for Him to defeat the enemy on our behalf, because we can't defeat him without God. We can't, the only way we can defeat him is to surrender to him. And I don't see that happening, because we've come too far and fought too long. So we know that these battles that we're getting ready to go through, we're going to need all the praise music we can get. And God is strengthening us now. And He's putting these songs down on the inside of us so that when these battles hit and they start raging, they can come alive. That happens to me. And even a word that I've heard will come alive and spark something in me, you know, because God told me the enemy's been after my joy for a long, long time. And he just about had it. But then when I got busy praising God again and searching after God and surrendering my life totally to God, then my joy is coming back. And the enemy don't want you to have joy, because he knows the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it's like, you know, many times it's so easy to give up. So easy to give up. But the worst of it is, how you going to fight? How you going to defeat the enemy? Are you going to let God have your circumstances? Are you going to let God come in and flood your soul with joy? And that's all God is: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, you know? And when you have the love and the joy, that brings in the peace, and that's where you can praise God. So the next time you get into a battle and you're saying, Lord, this thing's really hard, I don't know if I'm going to make it, just start praising God and know that He's sending an ambush to bring you out and to defeat the enemy on your behalf, because we all want to make heaven. And I used to think that, you know, as long as I'm in God's will, I'm going to make heaven. But Pastor Barbara busted that bubble, because she said God told her that you can lose your salvation any day, you know? And that's where the enemy's getting people, thinking that, you know, once saved, always saved. That ain't true. But it's like, you know, we have to strive every day in the presence of God. And it's like, you know, I'm learning that if I take the first few minutes when I first get up and invite God into my day goes great, goes smooth. But the mornings I get up in a hurry and rush, and I get up late and can't do this and can't get with God and everything, boy, it's not a good day until I can just take a few minutes, repent, and then get in God and get my praises back. Then the day will go better. We all know that we need to praise God. We all know that we need to be in His presence. There's nothing new under the sun that's going over this pulpit. It's all the same thing in a different way. But we're going to get it. We're going to praise God from our heart. And we're going to praise God with the fullness. And we're going to praise God to please Him the way He wants us to do it. Loud. He don't like no soft stuff. He's a loud person. Sometimes He talks to you, still small voice. But when He gets loud, you stand up and take notice. But I thank God tonight, because this really encouraged me. I mean, it showed me the different things that happens when you praise God. It shows me that how praise and worship is powerful weapons of warfare, and how we can, you know, just open up the door for God to just take us deeper and deeper into Him. And if we listen good enough, we can hear the orchestras in heaven, you know, how they play music. And it's like God, when He created the heavens and the earth, everything in it praises God. I'll be sitting out on my deck first thing in the morning, and I'll see the trees blowing. I'm saying, God, look at that. Even them is praising You. I hear the birds singing, you know? And it's like the different things of God's creation is praising Him all the time. But there's not going to be no rocks come alive to praise Him for me. I don't want no rocks to be rose up to praise for me. I got my own mouth. I got my own big mouth. I don't need nobody to praise God for me. But I thank God tonight. I think you got a little bit of something out of it, but I thank God because He's so good and He's so real, and He has everything worked out for our good, and He is going to bless us beyond measure, and He's going to, the more we praise and the more we get with Him, He's going to consume us even the more. He's going to take us over. And I believe we're going to be having those visitations. We're going to be able to see into the heavenlies. And I'm praying. I want to see in heaven. I want to see supernatural. I want to see. That's my biggest desire, is I want to see in the heavenlies. I want to see the supernatural. I want to see the angels. I want to see the orchestras. I want to see God. And as long as I keep desiring that, because he said he'd give you the desires of your heart. And a lot of times I think that was just the earthly thing. But that was before I got saved, because I was earthbound. But now I'm not earthbound. I want things of God. I want everything he's got for me spiritually. I even want to walk on the streets of gold. And I noticed one thing on TV. Everybody that's been on the Sid Roth show, everybody that's been on TBN, everybody that's been on these other TV shows, is they all had an encounter with God that changed their life. That's why they're on TV. But you know what? I know for assurance that something's going to happen in their lives. It only takes one word from God to change your life completely. And I believe that once we get into the praise and the worship the way that we should be, that God's going to open up the windows of heaven and we're going to see miraculous things.